This one's good if it goes.
Holy
cow!
Are you kidding me?
Let's it go!
He can fry an egg on his head right now. I mean, the guy's sizzling.
I guess you gotta hope for a dramatic 40.
Oh boy!
Oh, they got it!
Jones! Oh,
yes!
Oh,
I can't believe it! I can't believe it! Are you serious?
Courtside with Greenberg and Dukich, the definitive college basketball podcast.
All right, it's one of the greatest podcasts, NCAA Tournament Edition. We are in the East. The number one seed is Michigan. The number two seed is Alabama. The number one seed takes on a play-in game. I'm not going to bore you. Livers is not going to play. That hurts Michigan long-term, but not in this first game.
Yeah, I've got Michigan winning that first game, and I do have some concerns about Michigan moving forward. So then you got LSU-St. Bonaventure. That's an interesting game. St. Bonaventure, five guys average double figures. Oshunashuni, the big guy, can block shots. Kyle Lofton is a physical, tough guard. Who you got?
Well, this is strictly off of today being Sunday's eye test. I am not betting against LSU after what I saw LSU do today. Watford, terrific. I mean, they just have guys. And those guys can make baskets and they can match you. And you know what? A tough loss in the end to Alabama today. And you just talked about St. Bonnie. I watched both of those teams today. I think the better team is LSU, so I'm going to take LSU.
I agree with you. I mean, LSU, they got three pros. I mean, it's really coming. Those three guys are pros. Javonte Smart, Trendon Watford, Cam Thomas, they're pros. And I really love the job Mark Schmidt does, but it's hard to go. Now, here's one of the most interesting games of the tournament. Colorado, Georgetown. What do you got?
I got Georgetown. I watch Georgetown play, and I say to myself, this is not the same Georgetown when they had Aquino or when they had McClung, who hugged the ball, didn't pass. I don't care how many assists McClung or Aquino averaged. They held on to the ball. This team moves it. This team drives it. This team is athletic. This team, I believe, is playing as well as anybody in the country right now. I had a chance to watch Creighton the other night. I thought Creighton was pretty good, and then all of a sudden they match up against Georgetown. And you know what? Blair and Harris, those guys are scoring it. I know McKinley Wright's really good, and I know Tad Boyle does a great job coaching his team. I've known Tad a long time. But I'm just telling you, in my world, Georgetown looked to me today as good as any team that I saw all day except for Houston, and I'm going to take Georgetown in this game.
I agree with you. They were turning it over all over the place early in the season, like 21% of their possessions. But what I saw the last 4 days, one is a team, and I watched them celebrate, and it's kind of an interesting thing. And I watched those guys go to Pat Ewing and want to celebrate with him. They didn't just celebrate with each other. They celebrated with him. You could tell that they believe and trust him. Javon Blair's seeing a big basket. Kudus Wahad is a mountain masquerading as a man. Dante Harris is, I think, one of the most improved players. I watched him. I did their Syracuse game. Not a great decision maker then, but very, very good. Now, I've got Georgetown winning that game.
Can I say one last thing about that, about Georgetown? One of the things that I love about Georgetown is how much they've improved. I saw them beat the brakes off of Butler about 2 weeks ago, and I started paying attention to it. I'm like, my God, has this team improved? And going back a year when I did some of the games in the Garden with those guys, McClug and Aquino, they were selfish. There was, like, anytime Louis Orr or Patrick Ewing said anything, they weren't paying attention. What you said about the way they celebrated caught my eye as well. That is a together team. Florida State's really good, but I'm going to give you the best athlete in the NCAA tournament. He is electric. It's Isaiah Miller, averaging 19 points a game for UNC Greensboro. And Wes Miller's team, true story, 2 years ago in Boise, had frickin' and I talked to him about this. He had Gonzaga, and then they called a lob, and he still kills himself over it. Like, why are we lobbing when we had the ball up one with a minute 10 to go? So he was telling me how he's still crushing himself over. They're going to play really hard. Isaiah Miller is going to be the best athlete on the floor, but they're not good enough to beat the Fighting Leonard Hamiltons.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know, look, the one thing is Florida State turns it over at a high percentage, especially teams that extend their defense, kind of like what Georgia Tech did to them. But the problem is that UNCG turns it over at a high percentage, and they can't shoot. And that's an issue. So I've got Florida State advancing in that one. BYU, the winner of Michigan State, UCLA. I have Michigan State beating UCLA.
Me too.
And I have Michigan State beating BYU. BYU as a 6 seed made no sense to me.
Where do you think they should have been?
Probably an 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Who'd they beat? They have one good. They beat San Diego State, right? Yeah. Lost to Gonzaga 100 times. Won all their games in their league.
Do you think they got credit
beat
for
Utah?
Got credit for kind of a win against Gonzaga? Like, do you think they got kind of like, man, it must be good because they played Gonzaga so hard, so well, and we're up so much? Do you think?
I don't know. I didn't see my look at the resume. I don't see him as a six, but Tom Izzo advances, in my opinion. I think UCLA,
yeah, me too.
Which is great. Then you got Texas, Abilene Christian. Everyone tells me now. I know you're not going to want to hear this, but Abilene Christian's pretty good.
What makes
Abilene
them good?
Abilene Christian has, they got legitimate size. Colton Cole, 7 footer, 240 pounds. Joe Pleasant, 6'8", 220. They turn you over 26% of your possessions. Now, obviously, they're not playing great teams. You look at their analytics, they run you off the three-point line. Having said all that, because I know you're tired of me pontificating,
Texas wins. I got nothing Texas to do wins. But listen to you pontificate, but here's what I like about Abilene Christian, may I? 13-point sure. loss to Arkansas. 7-point yeah. loss to Texas Tech. They're around it. They're not going to be intimidated here. And they make all their baskets inside. They're like 2 out of 3 every shot around the basket, around the paint. And they're going to defend the living hell out of it. But having said that, I do think Texas wins. And side note, I'm really glad for Shaka Smart winning the Big 12 tournament.
Really cool.
That's great. Gets everybody off his ass.
Here's the other thing. Brown, the kid Brown, you know, kind of acted up the game before.
Yep.
So what does he do? Shaka Smart started Kai Jones. Kai Jones played great. Greg Brown played six minutes. And you know what? Playing is not a right. It's a privilege. And you know what? You earn your playing time. And yeah, also the standard's the standard. And I thought that was really good.
Hey, Dan Dockage here. Before we move on, two things I want to mention. Don't sleep on ESPN's Tournament Challenge. It's time to fill out a bracket. If there were a bracket of my favorite sports traditions, filling out a bracket would be the champion of that bracket. I love taking on my friends and family in the ESPN Tournament Challenge and beating every single one of them. Sign up now for ESPN Tournament Challenge at ESPN.com/bracket. And this year you can boost your bracket with ESPN Plus. Use the bracket predictor to analyze each matchup, get recommended picks one game at a time, and import your picks directly into ESPN's Tournament Challenge. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com and check out ESPN's newest podcast, Daily Wager. Daily Wager is a new podcast for all your information on tonight's game. Listen every weekday afternoon for the latest info on the biggest games and plays. That's Daily Wager. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Another great opening round game, UConn, Maryland.
I got UConn. I like UConn. I've liked them all
year. I know you love the con. You love the con.
I do. I thought Maryland looked great against Michigan State. They got down 13. Oh, and, you know, look, Maryland has enough. There's no question about it. I mean, Maryland can go guard you. Marcell's a defensive player of the year in the Big Ten. They, you know, but I like UConn. I think UConn, with Book Knight back, is one of those teams that could get hot. They're going to be ready to play. I think they win that game in the end because of toughness.
I agree with you. Look, Danny, I mean, they play with a chip. He coaches with a chip. Cole's gotten better. When Book Knight went out, Cole had more minutes, got confidence. They got the Jackson kid back. I think Sanogo was a big physical front court guy. I like UConn in that game. Then Alabama, the Fighting Rick Pitinos.
I think Pitino's one of the great stories, right? I mean, in the time he's
15,
been managed,
15. Wow. 15 he's brought to the NCAA tournament.
Well, how about he goes over to Greece and wins there too? I mean, the guy just wins. And frankly,
he's a great coach.
Yeah, I mean, he's one. This may actually, Seth, between the 15 men and going over to Greece and winning the championship, this might be absolutely cementing his legacy. I'm not going to say he's the best ever, but he's in the conversation. I think they're going to lose, though. To an Alabama team that I really like. I like it. Herb Jones, so good. Look, here, Primo needs to come back. Is he
needs him back?
I think he's going to be back. Am I right about that? But
I don't know. But they do. Primo's.
Oh, I like him.
He can guard.
Well, you know what, Seth? I did the game against Auburn's big rivalry game. It's in Auburn. He comes out and gets 15 points, I think it was, in the first half as a freshman who should be in high school in Canada. I like Rick's team. I like Rick, but I think Alabama's damn good.
I agree with that. All right, so let's go work them back up. Alabama, UConn. Who you got?
man. I'm not betting against Alabama in this. I should, because I've been on UConn, but I just think Alabama is going to just score 90. I don't think UConn can score with Alabama. I just think Alabama on a second day, they're still going to be fresh. They play the way they play. I just think they're going to get into the low 80s, you know, high 70s, up into 90, and I don't think UConn can match that.
Yeah, you know what? That's one of my upsets. Maybe I'm a homer. I go over and watch those guys a bunch. I think that Danny Hurley will make an absolute fist fight. You remember now, Nate Oates was his brother's assistant coach at Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
he's familiar with who he is, how he's going to do things. So I've got
That's a stretch, though. That's a stretch. Come on.
I've got the con. You've got Alabama.
Really?
All right. Yep. All right. Michigan State, Texas.
Texas is too athletic. Michigan State has not played well against Uber
athletic. They can't score against them, right?
Yeah, and I don't think so, Seth. Too long, too athletic. And, you know, frankly, Michigan State's good. But this isn't like all of a sudden, you know, you got somebody clicking for Michigan State that's going to make them good. They got a pretty decent draw here to get to this point. But I don't see them being able to get into the 70s to beat, or 75 or whatever, to beat a Texas team that, as you said, look, you mentioned the benching today, and that is big in my book. That is really big. That 100%. Binds the team together. That if you don't bench him, then you're going to have some internal stuff. But by benching him and winning the game, you're in business, I think, as shotgun. I think that helps him in this game.
And the same thing, like what I saw with their team, when Matt Coleman said, Coach talks about culture, Coach, you know, I'm so happy for Coach. I'm so happy for, you know, my teammates. Matt Comel has a special relationship with a guy that believed in him and has been a four-year starter. So,
yeah.
All right, we got FSU-Georgetown. Interesting game.
Yeah, I'm going to take FSU just because I think they're tough. And I saw their toughness at the end of the game against North Carolina yesterday. Polite, you know, hits the big three. And that could have been anybody. That could be damn near anybody on the team. I think Georgetown's run ends there, and I think it ends fairly easily for Florida State. I think Florida State's in good shape here.
Yeah, I think Florida State, again, because Georgetown's mainly a man-to-man team. I think if you play Florida State man-to-man and just play them head-up, that plays to their strengths. I think you got to change defenses. You got to find a way to keep them as unbalanced as you can so they don't get into a flow, make them react to you. So I've got Florida State. LSU. And Michigan.
Isaiah Livers was playing. I'm going to take Michigan. I'm going to take Michigan going away. I saw LSU play great today, but I'm going to take Michigan. I'm going to stick Hunter Dickinson, I think, isn't going to have his way inside, but I think he's going to have one of those games in the interior that goes for about 22 and 14 or 15. Shondy Brown's going to have to play, and he's going to have to play really well. But you know what? He's an older kid who's had success, averaged 12 in the ACC. Without Livers, he's the guy. It shortens their bench. Livers, I love him. I mean, I think he is a great kid. I think he is a great player and maybe the glue to that entire thing. But without him, somebody got to step up. I think they'll get through this one. I do.
Yeah, I just think that LSU's more of a one-on-one isolation type team. And I think Michigan's not going to get stretched out. I think they can be physical enough on the perimeter and be able to guard the basketball. So I've got Michigan winning that. So now we have Michigan,
Florida State,
FSU.
Yeah.
Who you got?
I'm going to take Florida State just because Livers isn't in, Seth. I would take Michigan, and I want to take Michigan, but I'm going to take Florida State. I think the Fighting Leonard Hamilton's too deep, too tough. I'm going to go down to the wire. Somebody will make a shot, and I think it's going to be Florida State that gets it done.
I agree with you. I think Florida State, again, playing head up, man to man, let them get in a rhythm, let them use their length. I think that Michigan will have a harder time without Livers scoring. I think they've got enough depth up front. I'd be interested to watch Koprivica and Hunter Dickinson go at it a little bit. You know, so I've got Florida State winning that game. So Florida State.
One side thing, Seth, I don't think in the Big Ten, other than maybe Edie, I don't think they've gone against anybody like Koprivica from Florida State. I don't, you know, this is one of those deals where
Dickinson, he's good.
Yeah, he's long, man. I think he's really good, and I think he's long, and I think he's got good timing, and I think that it's going to be one of the few times where Hunter Dickinson is looking up at somebody. You know what I mean? I agree. I'm taking Texas over Alabama, Seth. I'm taking Texas. I like their team. I like their athletes to match up. Keep the ball in front of them, because one of the big things against Alabama is when they can beat you individually to the basket and kick it or get to the rim, you help. You try to block a shot, they get on the backboard. I'm going to take Texas in this one. I think Texas has got better guards. And I don't know about better guards, but their guards are playing well, and I like
them. Yeah, I've got Texas also. I'm a little worried about their guards because they play on emotion sometimes rather than with a sense of purpose. But I do. I have Texas win the game. I'm Jericho Sims to me. I'll tell you one thing. Mo Bamba's left. They've had other guys leave, one and dones. And old Jericho Sims did put his hard hat on and win. And I like that they're playing Kai Jones. It's a perfect matchup for Florida State and their front court and their athleticism. As long as Andrew Jones and Courtney Ramey just maintain a semblance of poise, I've got Texas winning that one. So that is the East, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa. You've got Texas going to the Final Four?
Yes, I do.
I got Florida State going to the Final Four.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, you're trying to
skip. I got Texas going to the Final Four. I'm sorry.
You're trying to skip my greatness, but you're right. Between Mo Bamba, Miles Turner left a few years ago. Jackson Hayes last year,
and then the kid Jarrett the year before that, right?
Yeah. Now they've had some guys go. All right, there you go. I've got Florida State. Seth's got Texas.
All right, we got the Zags and Texas on one side. We got Baylor in the South, and we will take on the Midwest in our next.
No, we don't. We've got Gonzaga, Florida State on one side.
No, we have.
And on the other side, we got Ohio State.
We have Gonzaga, and I have Texas right in the right bracket. And then on the other side, you have actually who? You have Ohio State. I have Baylor. And now we're going to get into the Midwest when we return.
Thanks for listening to Courtside with Greenberg and Dockage. Check out more great podcasts from ESPN on the ESPN app or wherever you listen to podcasts.